This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
History is being made in Cuba today. The Cuban National Assembly is expected to decide on a new president. It'll be the first time in more than a half century that someone who is not a Castro would lead. All signs point to current Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel as the successor to Raúl Castro, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
It isn't just a shift in leadership. With Díaz-Canel nearly 30 years younger than Raúl Castro, it's a generational shift as well. Richard Feinberg wrote the book Open for Business, Building the New Cuban Economy. He says the new leader could appeal to younger Cubans by embracing more change.
They want to see an acceleration and a deepening of the reform process that Raúl Castro did begin, an opening to the global economy, a widening of opportunities in the Cuban private sector.
But Monica DiBoli, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, says Díaz-Canel's recent rhetoric has been pretty Castro-esque.
Same ideas and very much the same kind of thinking in terms of how Cuba should be run, the fact that, you know, it should remain as a communist country, as a state-led economy.
International diplomacy is feeling old school as well. Relations between the U.S. and Cuba are once again highly strained. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.